Man, thank God, that's right. I'm glad I'm born again. Thank God, I'm glad He born again me. Amen. You can't birth yourself into this thing. Amen. It's a God thing. Amen. You don't know it, brother, till you are. Amen. You don't know God loves you till you meet Him. Amen. I thought that somebody said that sign up the other day said God loves you. I thought that didn't mean one thing to me till I met Him. Right. That's right. Amen. How do you love somebody you don't even know? Amen. A natural man can't do that. Thank God to do that. Right. Amen. Thank God for the new birth. I'm glad. Thank God Jesus said you must be born again. That's something you got to have. Amen. You can't do it. It's going to have to something He's got to give you. And you better know this morning. Thank God when He does, you'll know it. Amen. You wasn't born into the world not know it, would you? Amen. You just don't know if I'm living or not. Thank God I know I'm living. Amen. Why? I got breath. Praise God. Amen. I've been born again because the Spirit of God bears witness in my heart that God saved my soul. Amen. I am a soul this morning. Amen. Look in Genesis 2 this morning. Just a verse I'll read and go with what God gives me. Amen. Trying to follow the Lord in it. I just been reading on this morning. I felt like the Lord touched my heart this morning, told me to say some things about this, and wherever He leads, I'll follow if He'll help me. Amen. I put myself in that position because I don't know other position I know. Thank God to just follow God. Amen. If I can't get a lead from Him, I want to speak truth and let it come. Amen. Thank God. Brother Milby told me one time, he said, sometimes I don't have it, but I speak the truth. Amen. The truth will help you. Amen. The anointing of God on it really will help you. Amen. Genesis chapter 2. And this is early chapter of the book of Genesis, but Genesis book of beginnings in the scripture. Everything follows after that. If you go through the Bible, you'll find it from Genesis. Amen. I mean, the scriptures, everything. Thank God starts in this good book here and the creation of God and His power. Amen. In the beginning was God. In the beginning, God. I mean, in the beginning, God. At what when He began, He already has been. Amen. That's just saying in the beginning, God. Amen. Created the heaven and the earth. That's right. Amen. The Godhead. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost was in the beginning. It's the Godhead. Amen. All things were made by Christ. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. You better get a hold of that this day. Everything made was made by Him. And listen, everything. It's not nothing excluded. Amen. Thank God even evil was created by Him. Amen. Thank God Lucifer is created by Him. Amen. Thank God all the angels, all the stars. Everything's created by Him. Amen. Listen, thank God you better be glad God had thoughts on you. Amen. I'm glad He had thoughts on me. Amen. Gave me life. Thank God for it. Look at Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God, amen, formed man of the dust of the ground. Amen. The dust of the ground. He took dust. If I can say this, I'm not adding to the scripture. Amen. You can use the word dust. That's what it says in the King James Bible. That's what it is. It's the dust of the ground. He took up dust of the ground. Amen. Made a man of clay. Made a man of dust. Amen. Listen. He made him exactly the way He wanted him. You know that? Amen. God's decreed. Listen this morning. People don't believe in the sovereignty of God. I'm a saddened man this morning. There's a majority of Baptist churches have nothing to do with the sovereignty of God. It's all put in man's hand now. But I'm telling you this. You didn't get here by man. Amen. You're not saved by man. You don't know it by man. You know it by God Himself. Any miracle done, God done it. Amen. I didn't perform miracles. If I did, God done it. Amen. It's just God that does it all. And listen, thank God when you look at this thing, God formed this man. God fashioned him the way He wanted. He made him a body, friend. Amen. Listen, He took dust and made a man. Amen. Don't take a lot for God to do much. Amen. This just takes God to do it. Amen. It don't listen, friend. I'm a saved man, servant of God. Amen. But I'm telling you this, I can't do nothing without Him, as Nathaniel said. You can't do nothing without Him. Amen. I'm not God's gift. God's gifted me, thank God, because, amen, he willed to do it. There wasn't nothing God seen in me. Amen. Or said, that's a good boy, I'm going to give it to him. Oh, no, son. He said he's a bad boy and he needs it. Amen. And that's the way it is. Depravity, he mentioned depravity this morning, Brother Robert. Depravity means corruption. That's what it means. That's a total corrupt creature. He could not find nothing good in any man. Amen. That's why he sent his son. Ain't God to die for man. That's right. Ain't a man no good without him. You can't do nothing without him. You got to have him. Amen. It's the favor of God upon us. Amen. The favor of God's the grace of God. Amen. God gives grace. Amen. I'm glad to give me grace. Aren't you glad to give you grace? Amen. Thank God you would have never saw the truth if he not give you grace to believe it and see it. It's the grace of God. He said, here it is, Justin. Amen. Thank God. Somebody said, they said God wasn't fair if he didn't show it to everybody. I said, if God was fair, he'd put us all in hell. Amen. I ain't got to like what Codwell said. Amen. God don't owe you but one thing. That's to put you in hell, and he could any time. Amen. This one sin. Amen. People think that God owes them something. God don't owe you nothing. God's good God. He existed before I was here around. Amen. He was a lamb slain before the world began. Christ was. Why? Because of the plan of God. That's why. Ain't God. God set it up before there ever was a man. He knew what man was going to do. He still made him. Thank God. He set it up. Amen. If he hadn't set it up, you wouldn't know it. Amen. Thank God. Listen, if he is a lamb slain before the world began, amen, there must have been somebody he died for. Amen. He didn't die for himself, for he didn't have no sin. But he died for us, thank God. In the eyes of God, it was already purposed, amen, that this would be the sacrifice, his own self. God, amen, Isaac said, well, he got all this other stuff. Amen, where's the lamb? He said, God will provide himself a lamb. Amen, he did provide himself. Amen, he didn't use me, he provided himself. And that's the way God works this morning. Amen, religion's corrupted the ways of God. Amen, this is what you got to do, they say. You've got to do this. Anything you got to do, it won't be done. Amen. He's going to have to do it in and through you if it's going to be done. Amen. They'll say you got to do this and got to do that. He done it all. Thank God. Why do I have to do anything? Amen. He said it's finished. What did he finish? What did he come to finish? Thank God he died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Died. Thank God. Christ is finished. Ain't another thing has to be done for man to be saved. Amen. He did resurrect, brethren. Thank God that's in the gospel record as well. Amen. Why? Because thank God if he hadn't got out of the grave, we'd yet be in our sin. He justified us by his resurrection. Lives forever. Thank God. And went back to heaven. Amen. 10 days later, ascended on high. Thank God. Ever liveth to make intercession on our behalf. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. Peter said, we know the Christ, the son of what? The living God. Amen. Not the dead God. Allah and all that mess. Amen. Them people's been blinded, friend. You can take this, can't you? There's some people God does pull out. Amen. Of them people. But the majority of people's reprobate. They wouldn't believe what they did if they wouldn't. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, I still believe God saves sinners. Every man's a sinner, no matter what he believes. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, he needs, thank God, of the Lord Jesus. The only way they see it is he reveals it to them. Amen. Brother Andrew's there preaching over there. And God used him. Amen. Saved some people. Amen. Thank God for that. But listen, the same grace that saved a man in America, thank God, the same grace saves a man overseas. Amen. Ain't no different. Amen. It's the same God, same way. Amen. Thank God. It ain't God and something. It's Christ. Amen. Thank God. The Lord God. And that's the way it is. So he said he formed man. Thank God. You know where your beginning come? Where did your origin come from? Well, the origin of man come from the hand of God. Amen, because he created. He made man in his own image. He made male and female. Female came from man. Isn't it amazing how God made a woman? Amen, he took the rib out of Adam and made a woman. Amen, come from the man. That's why she's called woman. She come from the man. Amen, listen, ain't no such thing as God make birth in a man into the world and he's a male and turns into a female. That ain't no such a thing. That don't happen, friend. Amen. That's a reprobate. Amen. You can tell me what you want to, and I'll tell you flat-footed. Anybody's a transgender cannot be saved. They're reprobates. That's because of what they did, my friend, in their heart before they ever done what they did in action. Amen. Brethren, listen. Ain't God, I'm a man this morning. I ain't wanting to be no woman. I'm a man. Ain't God, why would a woman want to be a man? Amen. That's sinful. It's corrupt. Amen. You know it is. And brethren, I'm telling you, I'll tell you today, brother, it's pushed on society. And it's pushed around. Ain't God watching a bunch of mess. Amen. They always got to have to throw something in there. And all these people wanting to turn into something else. It's evidence we're more reprobate nation now than they ever have been. It's sad, friend. Ain't God, my friend, they accept anything. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Ain't God, there ain't no such thing as a man being gay. Amen. Ain't God, they're sodomites. Amen. They're reprobates. Ain't God, I'm telling you, that's right. God made a man, and then he took the rib out of the man and gave him the woman. Ain't God, buddy, and I think, amen, that's the perfect way. God said it before, thank God. And why is a man trying to corrupt it? It's sinful, friend. I'm telling you, that's flat out sinful. Amen. Somebody said that Jenner and all them people say, well, I was just born that way. Oh, no, if you was born a reprobate. Amen, because ain't no man, ain't God born to be a woman, amen, and ain't no woman born to be a man. That's just the way it is, and I ain't afraid to tell it like that, and I wouldn't care if anybody cut me off or cut me out. It don't make a difference, amen. Thank God I'm a preaching as it is. Thank God that's right, and I'm telling you this morning, ain't God, you ain't going to see me wearing a dress around. God have mercy. I ain't getting off on all this. I won't preach my message. Amen. But it is true. Men wearing earrings and everything else. God have mercy. I wouldn't want you to unidentify me. God have mercy. I don't need no earring. Amen. Nose ring, all that mess they got today. God have mercy. My wife wears earrings. Amen. That's right. I ain't putting one in my ear. That ain't nothing but pride. That's all it is. God have mercy. People want to do stuff is like that. Amen. We wore little necklaces when we was coming up. Amen. Thank God we did. I'm not preaching about all this stuff. I ain't got to get on it. But I'll tell you what. Thank God a man ought to smell like a man. He ought to wear cologne, not perfume. Amen. That's exactly right. I want my wife to put the perfume on. Amen. I like to smell it. Amen. But buddy, I ain't going in there getting in her cabinet and saying I wear the same deodorant, put on the same perfume. Wear the earrings, amen. Put on her dress, amen, and go out. Isn't that sad? I know. I like that way you looked, how you look right there. You said that's awful bad, amen. I mean, it is, ain't it? Ain't God, friend, I'm telling you, we're in a mess today. And women want to be men. Men want to be women. And these boys want to dress like a woman today. Amen. Wear pants tight as, ain't God, Tinkerbell. Amen. It's sad, friend. I'm telling you, it ain't a good day for it. But I'm telling you, God made a man, and Jesus was a man. Amen. Thank God he ain't a woman, he's a man. And I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. He made man the way he wanted him to, and he took the rib of that man and made a woman. Amen. God have mercy. I wouldn't marry one, and I wouldn't go to one's wedding, and I don't care if it's kin to me and who it is and who it ain't. You think I'd go watch two men get married? You crazy. I ain't a messing with it. God have mercy. Wasn't planning on saying that, but God knew it was in the order. He said he took dust out of the ground, and notice this, and he breathed. God breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. He became what? A living soul. That's what he is. You see, it's amazing to me that man was a form. He was a form, and he wasn't living till he breathed in him. What did he breathe in him? He said he breathed in him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. You think about this now, you deeper than me. Thank God I need to get deep in some waters once in a while. But really think about this. This is a form. Thank God a man's been made. Thank God by the dust of the ground. And it's still right there he is. Until God breathes into him, he don't have no life. Amen. Listen. Thank God you said it's been passed down. Thank God since he breathed in him. It ain't your breath. It's his breath. Amen. It's his breath. What did that breath contain when he breathed into that man? There never had been a man, according to what I believe. Thank God people talk about cavemen 200,000 and 300,000 years ago. Amen. Maybe they were, but I don't know nothing about it because the Bible don't tell it. I ain't going to make a doctrine of what it don't say. Amen. I build a doctrine off of what it does say. Amen. I'll tell you this, for the first man was Adam that God created. Adam, thank God, means red man. It's earthly man. It's dirt man. Amen. What do they go back to? Thank God the body goes back to the earth. Amen. Listen. Where did it come from? He's the earthly man. Amen. Listen. Thank God. What was God's intention of making this first man? Well, I believe he's making man. Thank God, the crown of his creation, on the sixth day to have fellowship with him and glorify him on earth. Amen. That's right. Listen. Thank God. What, Brother Keith? Amen. What kind of blood did Adam have? Huh? You ever thought about that? When Jesus come, he was God before he come. He took on a body of a man. His blood came from his father because he had no earthly father. And his blood was impeccable. He could not sin, even though he was tested with sin by being a man. But he overcame sin by being God. That's right. He felt the pains. He felt the temptation. He felt what you go through as a man. He knew that. He was the God-man. Adam had neither father nor mother. Earthly. So when God breathed into him, thank God to me, friend, what came into him? Well, I'll tell you this. Physical life came into him. He became a being. Physical life came into him. Thank God he had his eyes open. Thank God he's breathing now. Thank God he can see now. He can hear now. Thank God, are you realizing this? He never had before. Never had before. When God breathed in, I believe he breathed spiritual life in him. What you mean by that? A spirit in him that could fellowship with God. That's the only way a man can. It's fellowship with God through the Spirit. Listen, amen. When the Holy Spirit, amen, come and liveth in you, amen, that's when life came. How did the Holy Ghost come into you? How did he come into you? If the Holy Ghost lives in you right now, how did he come into you? Did you see him basically come in? No, you didn't visibly see him, but you do know that he's in you if he is. And here's the whole thing, friend. Thank God, I believe this, and I'm going to tell you this. Can them bones live in Ezekiel 37? And you know what Ezekiel was smart enough to say? Thank God, son of man, can these bones live again? And Ezekiel said, thou knowest. Amen. He didn't say he knew it, but God, he said, thou knowest. Amen. But when God, amen, put life in Israel, that's who the bones were. Amen. Thank God, it was by prophesying his word. And the prophesying of his word, thank God, through the power of the breath of God, amen, thank God, life in that again. That's when them bones came together, amen. Can I tell you this? He breathed into his nostrils. God breathed into the nostrils of mankind, amen, and breathed into him. I believe, brother, thank God he put his mouth up there, amen. And I know God's a spirit, you know what I'm saying. But brother, listen, I believe God, amen, put the wind on that man, that breath on that man and breathed in his nostrils a breath of life. Man became a living soul. But listen to this, brethren. Thank God. And when Jesus came, amen, and he didn't breathe in the man, he breathed upon man. Amen. And that's where it's at. That, listen, I want to give you something. I don't know if it'll come out right or not. Brother Jonathan, we're going to have the breath on us. Amen. We're going to have him upon us. Amen. We're going to have that upon us. Amen. When he came upon them, that means, brother, in the Old Testament. And God, he came upon men periodical. Amen. And used them for his will. Amen. New Testament, he lives in us. And brethren, listen, thank God because he's in us. He lives through us. And the standard of God in the New Testament, thank God, is him. He's the standard of God in the New Testament. Thank God that he lives in us. How did he get in us? Amen. How did he get in us? This is what I think. I think he spoke the word in us. What you mean, preacher? I believe the word that you heard the day you got saved and the word that the seed was sown the day before you got saved, that it came through hearing, and through hearing it got into our spirit and life came. Listen to what Jesus said. The words that I speak unto you are what? Spirit and life. A man don't have life until it's spoke into him. Spiritually, it's got to be. You don't just get it, friend. Somebody said, how can you receive? I want to ask you this. How can you receive anything of God unless he gives you the grace to receive it? How can you receive anything of God? That's a gift, thank God. It ain't nothing you can do but him giving it to you. And he does it through the preached word. He does it through the testifying, thank God, of the word of God. And the wind of God blows on that word. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, he said, the wind blow where it listeth. What is that word listeth? Where it prefers, where it chooses. Amen, listen. The wind blow where it listeth. Thou hearest what? The sound. That's the voice thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone's born of spirit. And that's why it's an amazing miracle of God. Because when God blows the day of Pentecost, amen, the Holy Ghost filled them. He filled the room, brother, listen. And he filled them people on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And listen, they were transformed by the power of God. They was already saved people as far as in the upper room praying, but they had to be, they had to, Jesus left and the Holy Ghost come and fill them people. And brethren, it was evidence that these people was changed by that Holy Ghost coming into them and coming upon them. Amen. Listen, brethren, today, what's wrong with the local church? Well, ain't nothing wrong with the head of it. There's some things wrong, amen, that we don't see in these days. If we ever going to see the move of God in a place, it's got to be him upon it. It's got to be the breath of God upon it. It's got to be, listen, their hearts were receiving, in receiving shape. They had been praying, amen. They had been seeking him. He said, tarry in Jerusalem to that what the power come upon you. Amen. We're living in a common way. We're not living under that anointing. We're not living under that power that comes upon a man because it's his breath. It's his power. It's his work. It's all him this morning. And when we get to see him, thank God, friend, you can live in it, because how do you know anything unless he teaches it to you? Jesus said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. That's why he told his men. And he breathed on them. He breathed upon them. Read it. It's John 20. That's what he said. He breathed upon them. Listen, brethren, when God breathed into Adam back in the garden, amen, and breathe life into him, that man had life. It come from God. Where's eternal life come from? Comes from God. Where's the blessings come from? Comes from God. Where's the help come from? It comes from God. Amen. Everything's recorded. This is what the power is, but it's got to breathe. It's got to come to you under the power. If the power ain't on this, it's a dead letter. If the power ain't upon this, amen, it will never affect you the way it ought to. There's got to be a power. He said it this morning. And God had good preaching this week. Blessed by God. I tell you, brethren, we ought to get on our face and thank God that he sent a preacher here. Thank God that preached the word of God, and it affected us. It helped us. There was people praying, seeking God. Amen. But listen, he said he got back in his prayer room. Amen. Listen. And he got there and praying. Amen. Reading the scripture. What happened? And God, what did he do? He came upon him. The Holy Ghost came upon him, refreshed him and helped him. Amen. Listen, friend, that's where it's at. I'm telling you this, friend. It's just that way. You've got to get in with the flow. If you don't learn that, you're not going to never get much. You go with the, and listen, you get in with the flow of the wind. You get in the flow of the God moving. You get in the flow of it. I ain't got something that happened to me about a year ago. Amen. Listen. I ain't got, I was praying one morning. Amen. Listen. direction, and the Holy Ghost came. I'd been seeking him in my heart. Thank God for this thing. Amen. To have this more of an unction of praying and seeking God. Amen. Listen, I got down to pray and it came upon me. Amen. It came upon me. It just came upon me. It didn't the first time I asked. It just came upon me. How'd you learn it? It came upon me. I'm telling you this morning. If you'll seek him, thank God there'll be some things that'll come upon you and help you. Thank God to pray and seek his face and do his will, but you're going to have to want it. Amen. And I know God gives the desires. It's been years ago, and I don't know how long, that I said, I want more in the Christian life, and I don't need no more because I got Christ. I need more revealed, and I need to desire this. I'm going to tell you this. This honest truth, Brother Todd. It's been one more battle with me and fight against my flesh since I've been. When you seek God, you might as well go ahead and count on it. There's going to be warfare within you. Listen, friend. He's talking about this, Brother Keith. When God breathed his breath into Adam, he still had the will to sin. That right there throwed me. Jesus never sinned, could not have sinned, even though he's tested with it as a man. But Adam could. Why? Because he gave him a commandment. He said, "Eat not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt die." That's what he said. And I thought about that, and I won't give you this here. And you think on it. Don't bawl out on it. Adam had a free will. Adam had a free will. If you eat of this tree, you can eat of every tree in the garden. This is your, I'm giving you freedom. You can eat of every tree of this garden. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can't eat. He had a will in him. He could choose that. He could choose this. But you ever thought about this? Why did Adam choose that tree? Because his wife chose it first. Adam didn't take the tree first. The woman did. The woman gave to her husband. What did he do? He had a choice. But he took it and ate it. What did that do? It kicked us all into sin because Adam represented, and that's who the commandment was given to. And that's what he said, the woman being deceived. Adam wasn't deceived. The woman was deceived. She was misled in the transgression. And listen, the man took it and ate, and it brought sin into the world, friend. I'm telling you what you're saying, preacher. And listen to me now. Hear me out. You can believe what you want to. After Adam sinned, and brethren, ain't God was judged. Amen. Listen, the animal was judged. Amen. Adam was judged. He got put out of the garden. He had to earn a living by the sweat of his face. Thank God all these thorns and thistles and all the, thank God things came into this world because of what? Man's sin. Have you ever thought about that? Even the ground and the animals suffered from the man's sin. He said it this morning. But here's the thing. People can say, well, I wasn't Adam. Well, you was represented by him. You was in his loins. As much as Levi was in the loins of, tithing. He said it goes back further than that in the priesthood. It goes back further than that. He was tithing in the loins, amen, of the priest. And brethren, listen, he wasn't even born. I'm just saying this, what happened in time. Why is all this going on today? It's because it goes back to then. There's a setup by God, friend. God set this thing up. And he said, this is the way it is. And Christ would have never had came and never needed to come unless there had been sin. Had Adam sinned in the garden. And brethren, listen, Christ had to come. I ain't got to take care of sin, amen. And that's why we're in a mess. So here in this scripture this morning, the Spirit's got to move. What did it say? Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You think men sat around, an old fellow told me one time after I got saved, I went and visited him. He's a lost man. He's a church man. He's a religious man. He's a lost man. And I said something about the Bible being inspired. He said, well, you don't know what it is. I had a man tell me that not long ago. He said, oh, the Bible. He said, it's just written by a bunch of men. I said, no, it was given by God, and he used human instruments that were holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That word moved means breathed upon. That's exactly what it means. Somebody said, you believe this is the word of God? If I didn't, I wouldn't preach it. Listen, you better hear what I'm about to say. Jesus said, the words that I speak are eternal life. Thou hast the word of eternal life. The word that he spake, the word that Christ spake, the word that we hear from him, that's where the power is. Amen. Thank God I'm glad I got the written word. Thank God inside this written word, thank God reveals the living word. Amen. The living word is made flesh, dwelt among us. Amen. And I'm telling you this, brother, listen, thank God, it's a mighty thing, and I don't know how much we understand this, but if the wind of God gets upon the word of God, it will affect a man that hears the word of God. Why does God choose preaching? Why did God choose preaching? Because he did. But I'll tell you what, preaching is a proclamation of truth. It's a proclamation of the good news. It's a proclamation. It is a proclamation. It means it's declared. It's declared. I declare this. But listen, thank God, the reason them people believed, thank God, on the declaration was because the Holy Ghost was backing it. What did he say? By the mouth of two witnesses, every word shall be established. Where'd you get saved at? Who witnessed it? Who called it? That's right. How did you know it without, you would have never known it without hearing it. Where was the seed sown? Through the ears and into the heart. Not just the physical ear, spiritual ear. God, open your hearing. There ain't no winter sun. I know, I've known you a long time. And I'd say the same thing about me. There ain't no winter sun. You'd be sitting here this morning had not God give you life. There ain't nobody would. There ain't nobody would be here, friend. Amen. That's right. That little old girl right there, amen, she wouldn't be walking around and having a good little time, amen, unless God had given her life. That's right. God has to give life before you can do anything. These people say, a dead man's dead. He can't do nothing. Have you ever seen a dead man do anything? Amen. He can't until he's called out. And the calling out is the quickening power of God that opens a man's heart. Amen. Adam couldn't make himself live. Ain't nobody can make themselves live. You saying this complicated? Ain't no, it ain't complicated. It's just killing everything that man's trying to do to try to get it in them. Amen. And that kills people. You say, that's discouraging. To think I can't go take a Bible and lead a man to God. I'm going to tell you what, you better have the Holy Ghost with you if you do. I'll tell you that. He better breathe on that thing and he better work on that thing. Because just getting a man to agree to them things, amen, you know what? It'll not do no good. The life comes from God. I was talking to Miss Candace the other day. We was talking up here. And I told her I'd like to hear her sing. And I said, I really was blessed by God when you come forward that day and wanted to join the church of what she said, because I never heard her testify before. It made me happy, man. It made me happy. And I'm going to paraphrase her testimony. When I was young, somebody led me in a prayer. In a sinner's prayer. There's no such thing. Any sinner prays anything, it's a sinner's prayer. What is a sinner's prayer? What the sinner prays. What else would it be? She said I wasn't saved. They pressured me. I made a profession. I guess what was it, about 2 or 3 years ago, something like that? How long ago was that? You got saved. 2020. She said she got her conviction of sin. She was in her room, and she thought the Lord was coming, and she wasn't going. And it barred on her. It barred on her. God's just opened her heart to give her life. The word's done been given. She's heard the word, but the Holy Spirit's starting to breathe. See, without that breath, you don't have life. I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody says. I done been down the road. If man, listen, friend, there's nobody going to get saved unless God saves them. But they're not going to get saved if God deals with their heart and shows them how corrupt, dirty, rotten sinner they are. They'll never get saved. She said she went in, talked to her daddy, and got born again. Thank God, a new creature in Christ. Listen, friend, that blessed my heart because I'm thankful, thank God. I don't hold this against me. It bothers me when somebody said they got saved when they're 5 years old. You say, can God save a five-year-old? He could, but they better have some understanding God gives them. And I told my wife, we know where we're going with this. Brother, any child that can hear, 3 or 4 years old, if somebody asked him in a Sunday school class or a Bible school, how many of y'all want to go to heaven when you die? Every one of them raise their hand. And then the next thing the teacher says, well, if you want to go to heaven when you die, then you need to pray this prayer after me. That's an abomination.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's an abomination. And I wouldn't go to a church that done it. And I ain't going to no church where they're leading people to the Lord by a Romans road or anything else. Buddy, I'm aggravated with the stuff, and you can tell I am, because everybody's having all these people saved, and all they're doing is getting them down the altar and reading a book, reading a verse to them and saying, believe that, you'll go to heaven, and they're deceiving them to hell. It's a personal thing. It's God dealing with a man's heart and bringing him in. God's got to breathe on it. God's got to touch it. And tell me this, if he breathed on you in salvation, he'll breathe on you, thank God, during your life. He'll speak to you during your life. Amen. It does say 10. Thank God he'll do it. Thank God he'll speak to you by the grace and power of God. Amen. So he breathed into me the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God came into me. He lives in me. That means that the man said this morning, there ought to be traits or characteristics. Do you know in your natural person, Miss Linda, I remember your parents and know some of your sisters, that you're a ham. I don't mean that in a funny way. That's modern, that's her maiden name. You're a ham. God ought to use somebody else on this one. But your daddy's seed is in you. I know you married a Parker. But you're still a ham. You're still a Bach. You still are. You always will be. For as long as you're here. Even though you married a hoe. You always will be. You look like, you don't look like a Parker. You look like a ham. God must want y'all, some of y'all to laugh. It's good to laugh. It's really good medicine to laugh. Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. It's good to laugh. I laugh a lot. I like laughing when I was a kid. I like laughing now. Amen. I don't like to be a jokester or nothing in the pulpit, and I don't try to plan to be that, but it's just good to laugh sometimes. My wife don't laugh as much as me. I say crazy stuff. I laugh more when I think what I'm going to say to her than she does after I tell her. You know that, don't you? I just get in the car sometimes and I laugh at what I'm going to send somebody. I laugh and laugh. I laugh 30 minutes and then send it to them. But you'll always be a Robinson. The seed's in you. You even look like them. You even talk like them because you are one. Are you telling me the Holy Ghost of God that breathed into you life, that he don't look at, somebody don't look at you and say, hey, that's one of them. That's one of them. Why? The seed's in you. Ain't that what it says? The seed is in you and it cannot sin because you're born of God. Because God can't sin, it's in you. If sin comes, it's because of Redmond's seed, not God's seed.
That's right.
Amen, buddy. You get this thing down, buddy, and you just see. Why is every animal the same? I mean, when a giraffe looks like a giraffe. You ever saw a giraffe look like an elephant? I mean, I know it's simple terms, but this is the truth. When God puts his seed in you and breathes on you and makes you what you are, amen, that's what you are. It ain't what you're trying to be. It's what you are. Amen. Thank God for it, I'm telling you. Amen. When he breathed in Adam, he was in his image, friend. It was a God man. I mean, well, he wasn't the God man, but he was made by God. Amen. And that's why, brother, listen, he had the literal breath of God in him. And then he sinned. And he was outside where God put him. And he had to toil. And then everything's been passed down to us. Because literally, if you go back to it, and you can see it or not, literally, if you go back to it, Brother Robert, Adam's seed is in every one of us. And God's seed is in the believer. And God's seed is much stronger than Adam's seed because he's God. That's right. And I know when high seed's coming out. I know it. I can say, he said this morning, God ain't in that. God ain't in cursing. God ain't in all that stuff. I got to quit. But I'm going to tell you this, listen. There's two systems in the world. Two. Satan's and God set up a plan. Here's Satan's system. I'm going to make my throne as God's. I'm going to be like the Most High. It's about himself. Anything that's about you all the time is because it's a Luciferian thing. It really is. That's the whole system of the devil. The devil wanted a people for himself. That's why he sent them and fallen angels to them women down there, and they tried to create another race that he could rule. Now, whether you agree with that or not, it don't matter. If you think them sons of Seth, and wonder why he killed them in the flood. The devil don't like the seed of God. He's tried to kill it. He tried to kill Christ. He tried to kill Moses. He tried to kill all these people down through the ages. Amen. Because he wanted a race for himself. He hates us because he hates our Father, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, life comes through Christ. He couldn't cut him off because he's God. Amen. Thank God he tried to. Amen. Even in the temptations. Amen. All them things Jesus went through. Amen. Victorious. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you this morning. Thank God, I've got him. One of his. Amen. Thank God for it. I'm telling you, it's all because of him. Thank God he breathed in me life, brother. And brother, thank God I got it this morning because he gave it to me. And ain't one thing the devil can do about it. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. I got to say this. I'm through. The devil is a tempter, but the devil can't make me sin. You know why I sin? Because I want to. Even Paul even said, I've done him things that I hated. The law held him under bondage. Christ delivered us from bondage. The law can't make you love. But Christ is love. And all the seed of God, he taught him this morning. All the seed of God that makes us, thank God, pure in us. It causes us to live that way. Amen. Thank God, brother. I'm telling you, that's amazing. This is an amazing thing. The amazing thing is the strongest thing that's against the spirit, Christ can turn around and make it the strongest thing in your life in spiritual power. That's the miracle. That's the miracle. That's a miracle. Well, let's stand this morning. Brother Redmond, pray for us.